or if does an unborn child have constitutional rights?
Well, under our laws currently, that is not something that exists. The unborn person doesn't have constitutional rights. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't do everything we possibly can in the vast majority of instances to, you know, help a mother who is carrying a child and wants to make sure that child will be healthy, to have appropriate medical support. It doesn't mean that you don't do everything possible to try to fulfill your obligations, but it does not include sacrificing the woman's right to make decisions.
She talks about how important it is for us to use all our power and our resources in healthcare to make sure that child is healthy. And I thought to myself, well, in that case, you're treating the child as if it is intrinsically valuable, that it is the sort of being that requires that we employ enormous amounts of money to safeguard and protect. And yet, of course, at the very end, she says, but that doesn't mean that the fetus is not something that the woman can destroy for her own interest, which means that it is both priceless and worthless at the same time, which is just fascinating.